It's the hour of Roundtable. The world's laziest countries are revealed by the World Health Organization, also known as the WHO. This is a result of a recent study tracking self-reported activity levels. Let's check out the ranking. So out of the 168 nations that's been surveyed, who's the laziest? And, well, who's the most energetic?
Well, Uganda came in first as the most energetic country, while Kuwait came last. So only 5.5% of people in Uganda didn't exercise regularly, whereas in Kuwait, well, 67%.
So the majority of people in Kuwait, they did not
exercise.
So this ranking looks at the amount of time people spend on doing any kind of exercise, walking, running, those kind of things. So it has nothing to do with work ethic, which apparently I just got it very wrong initially. But it's really interesting to see how mobile people are in different cities in countries around the world. Carl, what does the results reflect for you?
Well, for me, I think it reflects partly culture and partly, I'd say, urban design. So if you look at Kuwait, not many people are getting exercise, but it's incredibly hot in Kuwait. The temperatures can reach well into the 40s, and it's a place that's basically designed for driving. The United States, for example, is, again, relatively inactive. But a lot of American cities and towns are not designed for people to commute on foot. So they've got a bit less of an opportunity for exercise. And there's also not the same culture that you would get in, say, parts of Europe, where it's just normal for people to walk or cycle around their cities, which are often relatively small, don't have many cars, and they're appropriate for a pedestrian.
Yeah, that's a really good point. With those, some of the really narrow streets in, let's say, Belgium, lots of small towns, the fastest way to get around is to walk. Simple as that. But what about China? Where is China positioned in all of this?
I'm trying to find it. I think China is not bad. It's in the front line. They are quite active because the infrastructure in this country has made it easier for people to walk around, and also the provision of public transportation. I think in Beijing, at least, it's very easy to walk around when you want to go somewhere because I think at most 1 kilometer's walk, then you can go to the nearby subway, and makes it very easy for you to walk around. Whereas I think I lived and breathed the U.S. culture when I stayed in Washington, D.C., and tell you, it's very, very hard. It is very, very hard for someone to walk around. I mean, I remember not getting my driver's license until half a year later after I have arrived in the city. And for this 6 months, I have to sort of spend a whole day commuting to a nearby grocery store, and then a Chinese grocery store, and then take the subway all the way back to where I live. It takes a whole day.
Well, with the subway taking, then at least you're doing quite a bit of walking then. And certainly this reflects the public transportation culture and so many things about one country. What's also interesting in this survey is that they actually broke it down according to gender, men and women, who is more active. And since, like, in the poorer countries, women tend to be less active than men, that's one finding.
Because men have to go out for work in this patriarchal society. Probably when the economy isn't as good as you wanted, there are probably aren't enough jobs, and then perhaps men have to take up all the jobs.
Or maybe women are at home trying to take care of the family. And the counterparts tend to be twice as active as those in high-income countries, which is signaling that it is women in these high-income countries that are more active.
A very interesting finding is actually China ranks the top with an average of 6,189 steps a day. So Chinese people, they are walking around.
And I think that is part of lifestyle here. I've lost 11 kilos since I moved to Beijing.
11 kilos?
Because I'm very active here. There's a lot of walking, a lot of cycling. I just use public transport. And there's an active culture. If you go out to any local park at night in China, there's people out exercising, dancing, and getting a lot more physical activity.
That's interesting. Maybe that explains why in China 16% of men are apparently not getting enough exercise. Ooh. When more women actually are getting the exercise they need. That's it for today.